I have a dream. Now I'll tell you a story. Maybe something more than just a story. The 19th century Italian poet Leopardi wrote that illusions are necessary to man. By illusion, he referred to something positive, which did not mean putting aside intellect. It could be said that he was the supporter of a sort of illuminism of the heart. The French utopian Saint-Simon, who lived between the 18th and 19th centuries, stated in his book, Dream of a Happy Europe, his dream to change the world. In this dream, there was the Council of Newton, with 21 representatives elected by people from all around the world. Each and every person could vote and be represented. There was a temple for science and the arts, though bizarre, perhaps. Today it could be called the design of one of the many visionaries of which the history of human thought abounds. And here we are, a large community, so to speak, closely united by the innate predisposition to idiocy. But there is another characteristic, which fortunately is a common denominator, the predisposition to thought, and hence the concept of species. Not of race, but species. This is why Saint-Simon thought of Newton. Of course, there are aspects of his book not shared. For example, when he dreams of a mausoleum dedicated to Newton, with an area destined to be painted with representations of the eternal damnation after death of anyone who during their lifetime had been guilty of endangering the progress of science and the arts. He dreamt of banishing the curse of war from Europe. He affirmed that Europe would have had to conquer and rule over the world in order to convert it to the Christian religion and the principles of the Council of Newton, a single species under a single idea. But happiness imposed by force is never happiness. Such an idea is destined to fail. Democracy and religions cannot be exported. At this point, we know that. So what's left? Ideology, partitocracy, nationalism and its representatives, new on the outside, old on the inside, the global web market, the planetary currency. I can imagine the Gaio. And then, backing the Gaio, the super magnificent cosmic central bank, providers of wealth. But which wealth? That of the inspired global organic consumer? No. Deep down, nobody believes that, except for the fanatical. Maybe the question is to have or to be. Maybe that's it. And if the answer were to have or to be, basically, it's like drinking a glass of water. Yes, but how? It's difficult. The reality is that you have to imagine where a bird flies. If something good has been done by our species, if we have been able to emancipate ourselves from our errors, superstitions, to think of the rights of man, of children. It was when we thought. Galileo, who looked at the sky, and after him all the others, a shared power. That is the real magic possible. Thought that leads to awareness, that unmasks false conscious. Free, because it doesn't want to go anywhere, but finds sense in its journey. What is born from freedom, in its essence, is the ability to go beyond its personal, national history, as when after the war, when in Italy, Catholics and communists all got together to decide on a constitution regarding man and not politics. Thanks to thought, we are exploring the universe. We've improved our lives. If one day we'll live longer, if we'll be able to export our lives somewhere beyond, it will be thanks to thought. You know, they say, that we must help adolescents use the part of the brain connected to reflection and the critical spirit to train them to understand the world, others, and to avoid being taken in by uncontrollable impulses. And thought tells us that we're all born foreigners. In fact, the world we're thrown into by chance is unknown and foreign to us. And deep down, we're always a bit foreign, which is why we need personal security, love, friendship. And then there's the undisputed fact of risking to pass by unnoticed. Art. It has always united people, and that's why Homer speaks to Joyce after many centuries, and thanks to him, Joyce is Joyce. But the examples are endless. For centuries, writers, musicians, and artists have been a cultural, global community, and their diversity is its very richness. And again, youth, I insist. It's important to reintroduce philosophy in schools so that young people can understand ways to explain the world and not allow schools to become the centers of preparation for working life. We need thinking individuals. We're in desperate need. Individuals capable of choices and emotions. Because freedom isn't standing on a tree, neither the flight of a heron. Yeah. Meanwhile, the old game of our species continues. On one hand, the liberal democracies, dialogue, and also Bonapartism, nationalism, supremacy, isolation, perhaps in good faith, but as we know, very dangerous. The long story of social relationships. Violence and fear are always lurking. This is why we need a utopia as strength, a push, stamina, a leap, because utopia has no memory. It doesn't care about what happened in the past. It's enough in itself. Its horizon made of thought, heart, and above all, it never forgets that we're a small dot within an immense painting, And every time we believe we are the painting, we're destined towards disaster. Meanwhile, the old game of our species continues. I want to start dreaming with you, here and now, the dream of a happy Europe, and more, the dream of a happy Earth, where having and being is equally important, because a utopia doesn't wait. It wants everything immediately, here and now. The European Constitution, with the urgency and enthusiasm to build a shared reality made of people and not countries, and then a new world reality, and then more and more and more, here and now, here and now.